Hello, this is Tea Coffee for Wednesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Popular Facebook-owned chat service WhatsApp has updated its iOS app yesterday, with support for biometric authentication, allowing users to lock the app with Face ID or Touch ID. Although the feature does not work on a per-chat basis, enabling the feature does add an extra layer of security to your private WhatsApp conversations. Jack Dorsey suggests a Twitter edit button will likely let users make changes from 5 to 30 seconds after a tweet is sent. The comments come during an interview on the Joe Rogan Experience, where Dorsey notes it could operate in a similar way to email undo send. Twitter is yet to officially announce such a tool. Irish and EU regulators are overseeing 16 separate probes into a handful of tech firms, including Twitter, Apple, Facebook and LinkedIn, reports Bloomberg. Facebook faces 7 data protection probes, and Ireland's Data Protection Commissioner says all the cases are substantially advanced and suggests Google will likely be subject to more fines. Instagram says it will introduce sensitive screens in an effort to protect users from seeing images relating to self-harm. Certain images will be blurred out, with users having to actively tap on a post to reveal it. Instagram is also blocking more graphic photos and hashtags. It follows the death of a British girl who had seen such images on the platform. Google announced 2 new features for Android phones yesterday: the Live Transcribe and Sound Amplifier. They are both designed as accessibility features to help people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Live Transcribe is an app that automatically transcribes speech in near real time, allowing people to communicate in situations where they might not otherwise be able to. Sound Amplifier is designed for those with hearing loss, allowing you to tweak sound settings to improve your ability to hear, sort of like a hearing aid app for your phone. Sound Amplifier was originally announced back in May at Google I/O, but it's finally shipping out. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.